Hey, is it time to quit yet? That's what we're going to talk about today on Coach's Corner. I want to welcome you to another episode of Coach's Corner. This is episode number 49. It ain't over until it is. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. If you use offer code COACH at checkout, you can save 25% on your membership. Check them out, themarketingnetwork.tv. Oh boy, am I happy to be here today. Hey, tomorrow's my birthday, and I was, you know, what did I choose to do on birthday weekend, literally, is to be here to be doing a podcast of all things, right? Some people say, well, this feels like work. Well, I guess for some people it is. For me, not so much. I really enjoy this. I wish I had more time in my schedule to do this every day because I probably would. I enjoy it that much. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on my side, not really stuff that I need to get involved in telling you, but a lot of work. The economy is booming. People have been calling. New clients have been showing up. And there is just like a lot of stuff coming up all of a sudden. And it's been a lot of fun. I don't know how it is on your side, but I would love to hear from you. Certainly post in the comments below here on Facebook, or if you're listening this as a podcast, drop me an email. Would love to know how things are going by you. In other words, how is your business? How are things going? Business-wise, are they taking off? Are you getting more business? Are you making more sales? Are you feeling the upswing in the economy? Everything's looking bright. I remember back in 2007, everything started to go dim. Right, everything started to get grayer and grayer and darker and darker. And by 2008, we were full on recession, and it was really difficult to find new customers. It was really difficult. A lot of my clients were calling me and saying, "I'm throwing in the towel. I think it's time to quit." And that really brings up the message for today. It's like, when is it time to quit? A lot of people will quit too soon, as you know. You've heard that story many times before. A lot of people just say, "Well, you know, I'm going to quit because you know, I've been doing this and I did this and I ran into this obstacle." And I got stopped here, I got skunked there. And the truth is, a lot of people give up just too soon. They give up too quickly. I've been at this business a long time now. I've actually started my own business. I'm going to go back in 1980s when I really started doing entrepreneurial stuff, right, for the very first time. And yeah, you run into a lot of obstacles. You run into things that nobody else has figured out. Nobody else has gotten answers to. And I think the truth of it is, and I'm going to go through this a little bit more in detail here today, the truth of it is that obstacles are really part of this journey. If you're on the entrepreneurial journey like I am, running into obstacles and having things not work out for you the way they you expected them to or you planned them to is actually part of the game. And, you know, I now look forward to it because there's always a learning in there. So you look at something and you say, well, I planned for this to happen, like at the beginning of the year, like New Year's Eve, right? I made these big plans and this year was going to be about this. And all of a sudden you find that here you are, you know, coming to the end of that year. And, you know, it is not happening that way. What's going on? It's just not looking the way you thought it was going to look. And that is really, it's important to understand that that's part of life. That's part of the game. That's part of everything that we're involved in here. It's part of the entrepreneurial journey, and not to get distracted or disillusioned by it, I guess, is a good way. Some people get demotivated. Some people just lose their vision. They lose their excitement about it. And they say, well, you know, it's just not for me. I'm not going to do this, you know, so on and so forth. But the truth of the matter is, that's the game that we're in, right? We've decided that we didn't want to work for anybody else. I'm, you know, career-long unemployable for a lot of reasons. I think too big. I have different ways of doing things. I always look for, you know, the learning. It's just not a fit to be an employee with the mindset that a lot of us as entrepreneurs have. And that's okay. That's fine. But the entrepreneurial world, you know, we have to answer the question. And the question always is, are we quitting too soon? And I think the answer to that question, quite frankly, is unfortunately, yes, a lot of people are quitting too soon. And the truth of the matter is they don't know when to quit. Like, some people run into an obstacle, and it's always a financial one, right? So if I had the money, I would push through. But that's not true. Because I ask, I do this in my seminars a lot, when I'm speaking to a large group of people, I say, okay, I'm going to assume that every one of you has $5,000 in your bank account right now to invest in promoting your business. What would you do? Anybody? And basically no hands go up. And the reason why is because money's not the issue, right? It looks like it's the issue a lot of times, but it really isn't the issue. And a lot of people get stuck there and they go, well, I don't have the money to do it. Well, I have a friend who is building a television studio and is doing it without having a large bank account full of money. She's doing it day by day. And really, she is the epitome of finding solutions to challenges. As they come up, bang, she's finding solutions. She's finding solutions. And she's going and going. She's been at this now a little over 2 years. And, you know, she's starting to see the success that a lot of other people would dream about seeing. Well, the reason she's there is because she was able to overcome these obstacles. So what I want you to do is think about it like this. I want you to think about overcoming obstacles really as being the key to your success. That's the way you're going to become successful, is when you learn how to overcome the obstacles you're going to face. Are you going to face a lot of obstacles in life? I guarantee you, if you're in this world, in the entrepreneurial world, you're going to face them oftentimes daily, right? You're going to run into things. You're going to run into things that aren't working out the way you wanted them to. People are going to flake on you. You know, money's not going to be there. Sales aren't going to be made. You know, a website's going to go down at the worst possible time. You know, you're going to have issues like that. Or your host goes out of business. I've had that happen. You know, you have your websites hosted. You've spent years building them. And all of a sudden the host says, yeah, we're out of business. They pull the plug. The server goes out. And that's it. It's all gone. So the question is, well, how do you prepare for these things? And what do you do in the face of them when they pop up? And I got to tell you something, that this is really true. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it, right? So the truth of the matter is, we really don't want it to be easy in a way. What we want it to be, we want it to be a little bit challenging, because we don't want everybody doing it. We want just those people who are willing to be on this path and run into the challenges and hit the bumps and hit the bumpy road. Those people, those are the ones that rise up and end up having the kind of life that other people dream about having. And the truth is, for me, it's here's the what I tell all my customers. The better you become at finding solutions, the faster you're going to see success. That's just the truth of it. And I have, literally books of stories of customers who come to me and they say, well, you know, I would email my client list, only listing off all the different challenges, all the different problems. And their problems, when I look at them, they're easy to overcome, but they're insurmountable for some people. Some people will run into the issues and they'll go, well, I don't know how to use the program, or I'm not sure what to say, or, and the questions just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And when you start to look at it, you say, okay, so that person, they're gonna go to a certain point, they're gonna stop. They're gonna run into the obstacles in their mind, they're gonna picture them as insurmountable, and at that point, they stop. And when they stop, what happens to their chances of success? It goes, it's like the speedometer, right? You hit the brakes, it goes right down to zero. Well, that's what happens with business. Same thing. It's like if you let it go down to zero, you're stopped. And it's really hard to get that momentum going again. So a key for me is don't ever let it stop. Always have things in motion. One thing's not working. What else can I do? You know, email's not working for me. Great. What else can I do? Can I use social? Can I use Twitter? Can I use Facebook? Right? I've got all these different options at my fingertips. What else can I do? I'm never stuck because I always have multiple directions that I can go in. So the better you become at finding solutions, obviously, the faster you're going to see success. You know, I know people who, and I kid you not, I will not mention them by name, but I know people who've been clients of mine who got stuck on some simple thing and sat there for 2 years not moving forward. Look, that speedometer's at zero at that point, right? And if you go 2 years, then anything you built before that, gone, right? Obsolete, no longer useful. It happens, and it shouldn't happen to you. You should be a little bit smarter about how you're going about this. So begin to see obstacles, in my view, as opportunities. And when you do that, then it becomes a lot more exciting. So I actually look for problems in my business. I look for problems when I'm speaking with a client on the phone or via Skype or in person. I look for the obstacles. I look for the things that they're running into, because I know that solving the obstacle and be able to get them past the obstacle immediately takes the business to the next level. immediately takes their personal life to the next level, gets their careers on path again, right? So I look, okay, where are the obstacles? What are the obstacles that they're running into? What are the things that are holding them back? Is it something psychological? Is it a belief system? Is it a fear? Is it, you know, something technical that's in their way? Man, I love to solve technical problems because the technology is I'm so passionate about it. You can get the feel of it. And looking around, look at my environment here. This is real. This is not green screen. This is pretty real here. And, you know, you look at it from that perspective, you say, well, you know, a lot of technology, I can figure out and find answers to a lot of the technology issues that exist for a lot of folks. I'm going to try and turn off the beeping here on the phone because it's just beeping too much. Okay. So, you know, I look for the obstacles that my clients are facing because when you solve the obstacle, you move them faster forward. So I look at the obstacles, I say those are opportunities. Hey, let's get it. Let's get involved here. Let's find out where the problems are and let's get them solved. I go one step further than that. I like to see myself as a master problem solver for my customers. It's one of those things that a lot of people don't like to see themselves as. They like to, you know, make things easy. I often get coaching clients and they'll say, well, I just want to coach somebody who's already in motion, who's already got it going on and things are going well. And I just want to coach. This last person that, A, number one, is going to want you as a coach. And number two, what are you going to do for them? They've already got it going on. They've already figured out the obstacles. I want the people who are stuck. I want the people who are dead stuck and can't move forward. Because when I have them, when I get them through that obstacle and they have them have that breakthrough, bam, it really just opens up. It's a lot of fun for me to watch and it's a lot of fun for them to experience at the same time. So I go into a business, I go into a system, I go into anything that they've got their hands on that they want to improve on, and I look for the obstacles. I look for where they're stuck, where the problems are, because solving problems is the key to a lot of success. Now you might say, well, you know, Abraham speaks and, you know, law of attraction, and you're not really supposed to focus on the problems. Well, the problems are important in my view, because they give you the desire to have the solution, right? So you got to look at the contrast in life. The contrast is, here's this problem. Here's this boulder that's in the way. I know that what I want is on the other side of that boulder. Well, you know, it's good because now that boulder is causing you to ask for something bigger. And that's how it'll end up coming to you by knowing that there's something more rather than seeing the boulder as an insurmountable obstacle, which a lot of people end up doing, sadly. I don't. I look at it as a challenge. I look at it as an opportunity. I look at it as, okay, well, this is a cool thing. This is a, you know, literally a puzzle to figure out, how do I get from point A to point B? You know, we got this boulder in the way. How do I get around it? How do I get through it? How do I get over it? Or how do I go in a different direction altogether where that boulder doesn't exist, right? And those are the kinds of questions that I ask when I work with my coaching clients on that, because it is such an important thing. My mantra is simple. If you ask me what my mantra is, your biggest marketing challenge is solved. And that's how I go into any relationship with a customer or a client is I look at it from that perspective. It's like, I don't care what your biggest marketing challenge is. I don't care where you're struggling. I don't care, you know, where you've been and where you've been stuck for a long time. We'll figure it out. That's what my job is. That's what you hire me to do. I'm excited about that. You should be excited about that. Not necessarily to work with other clients, but for your own business, to work on your stuff and to say, okay, you know, if I'm going to do this, then, you know, what's it going to require for me to be able to move forward in my own business? Like, what do I need to figure out? Am I missing a sales letter? Is my headline not good enough? I don't know where the leads are. I don't know how to lead generate. And these are very legitimate questions. And honestly, for someone who's not doing it all the time, it's confusing. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm not saying, oh, he's too stupid. You should know. You know, I'm not. It's like, I know it's confusing. I know it's challenging. Look, I've been doing internet marketing since the late 1980s, 1989. I made my very first sale, but I've been doing a little bit of online marketing even prior to that. Took a while to make that first sale. Didn't make it the first day, obviously. But I've been selling online for a very long time, and I know, and I've seen the technologies. And in many respects, it's easier today. But it's also more confusing because there are more options. See, back in 1989, there was only one thing you can do. You could set up a bulletin board system. There were only two choices, right? That's it. There were two choices you could do, and there weren't any more than that at that point. And you can do that. It really wasn't the internet the way we know the internet today. And it wasn't very challenging because you figured out, you chose a system, and you said, okay, this is how this system works. Here's my sales letter. Here's how I'm going to collect money. And you were done. Well, today, my gosh, there's so many shopping carts on the market, right? I used to know them all. Back in the 90s, I knew all the shopping carts that were on the marketplace. I didn't, whatever shopping cart, I knew it. Today, I don't even know the names of them. There's so many of them. So it's not easy to keep up. But same idea applies. You pick one and you learn that system. You master it for your business and you keep using it until it no longer serves. When it no longer serves, you jump onto something else. That's the way I like to do it. So there's a question that I hear way too much from clients and people that I work with, people who have been in my seminars and such. And they will say, they'll hear something like this and they'll go, well, Rob, I no longer know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. And I say, that's a really a great question because it's clarity, right? Clarity is I no longer know what to do. And what's really cool about this question is that there's a very simple answer. So you might be sitting there looking at, I no longer know what to do. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I'm stumped. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Okay. You're asking that question. Let me give you the answer. Would you like the answer? Come on. You want the answer to this? Okay. The answer is super simple. Watch this. You're going to love this answer. Figuring out what to do is what to do, right? So figuring out what to do next is what you need to do. I know it's redundant. It feels like it's just going back on itself, but it's the truth. So it isn't that you've run into an obstacle that's insurmountable. Somebody else has figured it out. Or there are other tools out there, other clues or whatnot that can help you figure it out. I'll give you an example. I run into software issues from time to time. And I don't necessarily know where the problem is because today's software, this piece is doing this piece. Then I've got somebody else's software doing another piece. And that's connected to another piece. And it's like you never really get clear on where the answer is. So what I look for is I look for clues. I don't know where the answer is. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know how to solve it yet, but I'm going to ask for clues. So you start with one, you start asking questions, you start going in, and you might get a clue that leads you to something else. It might give you a clue that leads to something else. And that's the way you problem solve, right? So a lot of people would say, well, I don't know, if it's a hardware problem or if it's a software problem. Very valid question. Oftentimes, it's very difficult to tell these days. In the old days, easy. Today, not so much. So you gotta do the troubleshooting part to figure it out. And once you figure it out, then you're closer to a solution. So same thing. You no longer know what to do. You're stumped. You're thinking, wow, I really got to get out there. I really got to do something great, but I don't know what to do. I really don't. Then that's what you got to figure out. You got to figure out what to do. Get a book. Go online, watch some videos. Go to YouTube. YouTube is a vast, vast universe of free content, free information. Look at the content I'm putting up. Another more free stuff for you. Go out there and start asking the question. Stuck on blah, stuck with blah, can't get, need tips on X. And what you'll find is a ton of information out there that may not be perfectly aligned to what you're dealing with, but there may be enough of a clue in there that might give you the next step or at least insight into where to look for the next step. That's what I do when I'm looking on software. It's like, give me some insight here on where else I might look for an issue. Who's at fault? Which software is not working? Which one's not communicating with which one? A little bit more complex, but it's the same process no matter what. You're always looking for the little clues that you could use to get to the next step. So really write that down. It's like when you're figuring out what to do next is really what you have to do when you no longer know what to do. I know it sounds odd, but it's the truth. That's the game that you need to be in. So some things you can do. I'll give you some solutions here. Get in the habit of asking. A lot of people are not in the habit of asking. I would say get in the habit of asking for help and, surround yourself with people who are a few steps ahead of you, right? You never want to just be around people who are doing exactly what you're doing at the level you're doing it because, groupthink, you're all going to be at the same level. So you want to be with somebody who's in the group a little bit ahead of you or a little, a few steps ahead, and you'll get a lot of insight there. I always do that. I've always done that from the very beginning. I've surrounded myself with people who are not just one or two steps ahead, but had achieved everything that I wanted to achieve my entire life. They were there already, and I wanted to learn from them. I want to learn from the very top, and that allowed me to cut a lot of corners and take a lot of shortcuts, if you will, to get what I needed done a lot quicker. Believe me, somebody gives you one little piece of advice, it could save you 10 years. 10 years of trial and error. So this idea of asking for help, you don't get help unless you ask, period. You don't get help unless you ask. Get in the habit of asking for it. And you got to be careful who you ask. You got to ask for help from people who actually can help you. It's easy to ask for help from someone who's lower than you and doesn't have the answer. they're not going to give it to you. You don't have it. They don't have it to give. It's the wrong place to ask. So pay attention to who you ask. Ask for somebody who you know has either run into the same issue or knows about whatever it is you're running into, you're challenged with, and see what help you can get. You know, a lot of these software companies, hardware companies and such, they have great tutorials. They'll be happy to answer your questions. And people don't reach out. I mean, support is a great thing. I mean, you can find a lot of answers to support. And sometimes they'll go a little bit above and beyond, you know, not our software, but, you know, you may want to look over here. Oh, okay, that may be something. Then you go look over there, and then you find your answers. So, yeah, I get in the habit of asking for help. It's not an easy thing for a lot of folks. It wasn't for me. But I recognize that the benefits are so big that it's smarter to ask for help than to not ask for help. So that's something I really encourage you to do. Now, here's the thing. The people who find solutions fast, they tend to live very well. Now, what I mean by that is those people who are asking for help, they know they've got an issue, they know they can't get past it, they'll go and find solutions very quickly. So they're not going to sit on something. I've talked to clients who have been sitting on, you know, I've got an email list and it's been 4 years and I haven't emailed the list yet. Why not? Well, I really didn't know what to say. Well, guess what? That's what you got to find out. That's your work. Your work is to find out what to say. This is not rocket science. A million other people have figured this out. The answer's out there. All you need to do is ask. So those people who are quick at figuring out the answers when they're stuck, those are the people who tend to live the life that you and I would look at and go, wow, that's amazing. I want to be just like them. So what I suggest to you is very simple. Be that person who keeps moving forward. And the keywords here are no matter what. Keep moving forward. Just keep at it. Keep at it. Don't let obstacles get in your way and stop you. Look at the obstacle as a challenge, something you can either learn from or something you can be creative about figuring a solution to, and don't be afraid to ask when you no longer know what to do. You know, I always put my email in these podcasts and I say, email me. If you've got those kind of questions, send me an email. I may not always be able to answer it, but certainly it's better than sitting there stuck, right? You're to sit there stuck and not know what to do. It's costing you money. And if that speedometer goes down to zero, it's really hard to get it going again. So you got momentum, you're going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour, whatever it is you're doing, you want to keep that momentum going. When you run into an obstacle, you know, no sweat, get it solved, find a solution, a creative solution to it as quickly as possible, because that's going to make a difference. That's going to help you move forward in a way that other people will look at you and say, gosh, you're so lucky. Look at the life you lead. And you go, yeah, the life I lead, let me tell you something about this life, right? I've had a lot of obstacles. I had a lot of challenges getting here. And you hear that all the time with people who are very successful. I had a lot of challenges getting here, but I didn't let any of them stop me. Every time I ran into something, I asked for help. I asked for solutions. I asked for answers. I read a book. I went to a seminar. I listened to a podcast. You know, I listened to a live webinar. I read something online. I watched a YouTube video. We have so much information today. There's no reason to be stuck ever. And if you're still feeling stuck and looking at all that stuff and you're still feeling stuck, then it's an emotional or mental issue. And then you get a coach and you help them. They'll help you get through that or break through that so you can get yourself to the next step. Okay, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor today. Our sponsor today is The Marketing Network. TheMarketingNetwork.tv. I encourage you to go over and have a look at them. Become a better, more successful owner, business owner, with the help of our world-class instructors. And world-class is a key word here. We have some of the best people coming in for live events and teaching. Look at this. Mitch Axelrod, Melody Benson, Shahar Boyayan. I talked to you about her earlier. Lisa Rothstein. Oh, my gosh. So brilliant. And Russ Von Holscher, the godfather, literally, of direct mail marketing. So you learn a lot from that man. So I encourage you, this is a video training, so you will actually watch on video, and you can watch on any device, which is really nice. iPad, iPhone, Android phone, laptop, desktop, even your television. You can use your Roku, you can use your Apple TV, you can even use your Xbox if you have that to watch our videos on television, which is really nice because you could sit back in your comfy chair and you could do some learning at the same time. I really love it. So marketingnetwork.tv, unlimited streaming, only $9.95 a month, not a lot of money to get access to this. And I encourage you to go look, themarketingnetwork.tv. And when you do, use offer code COACH at checkout and you will save 25% off your $9.95. So it's $7 and change. I don't know the exact number, but $7 and change when you use offer code COACH at checkout. Okay, we got one more little segment here for you, viewer mail. I love viewer mail. If you want to send us a message, please do that because I love to hear from you. So my email address is robert@ultimatewealth.com. Has been the same email address now since 1999, believe it or not. It's been a long time. I check it all day, every day. So if you've got questions, you can send them to me there or at Robert and Brielle on Twitter if you prefer that. And I will be happy to answer your questions either directly or sometimes right here on the podcast. So today we got a question from Wendy in Las Vegas. What's going on with Facebook? Oh yeah, good question, right? What's going on with Facebook? It seems I keep seeing the same posts over and over again. Yep, I'm seeing that too. And my posts are getting very few likes. Yep, seeing that too. What am I doing wrong, Wendy? It's not you. By the way, Wendy's not the only one asking this question. I got this question a lot. People are, I went to a seminar, or actually a gathering last week with a bunch of fellow business owners. And I went around the room specifically and I asked them, I said, have your Facebook habits changed in the last month? Yes or no? And they go, well, what do you mean by Facebook habits? Well, are you spending as much time, less time, more time on Facebook? Unanimously, people are spending less time on Facebook. Right? So why are you getting less likes? People aren't seeing your posts. Why aren't they seeing your posts? They're not on Facebook. They're someplace else. Now, where are they? They're all over the place, right? Some are on LinkedIn, some are on Instagram, some are on Twitter. And there's a plethora of other lesser known social networks where people are hanging out. So Facebook's got some issues. They have publicly stated that they are trying to go back to their roots. Their roots were just friends and family. And they're trying to get all the news out of it. They're trying to get all the business stuff out of it. They just want to have ads on the side and a little bit of ads in the timeline, not a lot. They want to push all that stuff out. But there's a problem with that. And the problem that I see is that when they stopped sharing content, like for instance, Coach's Corner is what they call a business page, right? Fewer and fewer people are seeing my posts on Coach's Corner. So I've been putting many up there because no one's seeing them, no point to it. So I'm putting them elsewhere, right? And what's happening is fewer and fewer people seeing them, so you don't bother. So Facebook decided they're not going to share those posts as much because the engagement level is pretty low. Somebody says, oh, I click the like button on a business page. Does that really mean that they want to see content from that page? Well, I was kind of understanding where they were going at. Yeah, that's really not that much engagement. But when you took it all out, when they took it all away, and you look at your timeline, you see, your top whatever friends, you see the same post. Sometimes the post is stuck there for days. Every time you open Facebook, same post, same post, same post again. It's like, really? This used to be so rich and vibrant. Every time you'd go, there'd be new stuff and new stuff and new stuff. And it was different. So now that they took that out, I don't know. It just seems less rich to me. It seems a lot more bland or banal, if I would use the word that way. And what's happened, truthfully, is that I have a lot of friends, but not a lot of my friends post all the time. So why am I seeing the same stuff? Because I only have this many friends and there's only this many posts from all those friends. So there isn't really that much to see if you take all the other stuff out of it. You take all the pages that are thousands of pages that I've liked over the years. You take all that stuff out. What's my timeline filled with? So look at it from this perspective. Facebook is in major transition right now. Not minor, major transition. Forget about the privacy stuff. That's a different issue altogether. They're trying to bring it back to where it was. And I got news for you in life. You don't go backwards. You go forwards. You take what you got and you try to make it better. You don't try to trim it down and try to go back to where you were. Bad, 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 bad. It's just not working. And, I'm looking at the posts and same like all of you. My posts get a lot fewer likes, a lot fewer shares, a lot fewer comments than they used to, and it's simply because the people aren't seeing them. Well, they're not seeing them, not because Facebook's done anything different. The algorithm there should still be the same. They haven't announced any changes there. It's just that the people that would normally be seeing it are somewhere else. They're not logging into Facebook anymore as much, or they're spending a lot less time. I used to spend, probably aggregate maybe an hour, hour and a half a day on Facebook. That was quite a lot. And now it's down to 10 minutes. I check in, blah, blah, blah. Again, well, I'm out of there. Not a big deal. Well, tomorrow being my birthday will be interesting because I'll get a lot of birthday wishes, and that's always nice. I love that. And thank you if you are one of the people who pass by and say happy birthday. I do appreciate that. But, you know, that's probably the best day of the year for Facebook. If you have your birthday published there, people will go, oh, wish you happy birthday. That's kind of fun. And it makes the day even a little bit more special than it would otherwise be. But, you know, Facebook is Facebook. It's changing. And it's certainly one of those things you got to keep an eye on. And as a business owner, again, you're looking at this as an obstacle, right? I look at it as a challenge. I say, okay, you know, I'm not getting the reach anymore from a business page. What do I do next? Guess what? I picked up a book on Instagram. I'm going through the book and learning how this guy built an Instagram following of, you know, more than 2 million people, what he did, learning the strategies and going, okay, I think I can do these. I can apply this. So maybe Instagram is the next place that I put. I haven't decided yet, but maybe Instagram's where I'm going to put my energy going forward. So again, you know, back to the core message of this podcast. If you're still listening, thank you. I know I'm droning on a little bit longer than I normally do, but hey, this is important. Obstacles are going to happen in the entrepreneurial world. There's a lot of stuff beyond our control. You know, it's really about mitigating the changes and mitigating the variables that are out there and making, you know, as much as possible stay the same. But it's not going to. Sometimes there's things way out of your control, like Facebook changing its algorithm or Google changing its algorithm. You know, it's going to happen. And I guarantee you, if you say, hey, I'm going to stake my flag on Instagram, great. For right now, it's the way it is. A year from now, who knows, right? You may end up finding out that you've wasted your time there too. Instagram is, after all, owned by Facebook. The same thinking, the same mindset. You know, maybe they go after the businesses there too and shut them all down. Who knows? But that's part of the joy, if you will, of being an entrepreneur. Okay, with that, I want to say thank you so much. And if you have questions, there's my email address right there, robert@ultimatewealth.com. If you notice, I am switching and doing all these graphics and stuff in real time. Nothing's edited. And I can teach you how to do that sometime, too. If you want to learn that, it'd be a fun thing to teach. And but you know, just email me, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Send me your questions. Send me your comments. If you've got you know, something that's going on that's really challenging you, be happy to lend some advice to you. Not all advice is free, but certainly, it's worth reaching out anyway. And if it's something I can help you with, certainly I'll jump in and try to give you a hand there. With that, I want to say thank you so much for watching. And if you like this, give it a thumbs up. Give it a big like. I love to get the likes on here. Very important to do that. And if you like it, share it with your friends. And make sure if you're watching on podcasts that you do subscribe to the podcast or subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. We'd love to have you there and share more with you. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. We'll see you again next time.